Welcome to Grails, a podcast by Alton Insights. My name is John Tunger, and on this episode, we are talking about what assets are hitting the fractional marketplaces in the week ahead. Let's get started. Up first on Rally, we have a 1998 Pokemon Blastoise test print card that is a CGC 6.5. And this is IPOing with a market cap of $250,000. Now, this unique card was produced by Wizards of the Coast, yes, a real company name, before they printed their iconic first edition English series, which now features multiple cards that command, you know, the five and six figures at auction. This 1998 card was produced in a test run as Wizards of the Coast prepared to target US-based collectors. The production company was already known for Magic the Gathering, as cards for that game were initially released in 1993. This test Pokemon card includes the standard profile of Blastoise, one of the franchise's most recognized, you know, pocket monsters, but the back of the card is what separates this offering from other Pokemon. This is one of only five Pokemon test print Blastoise cards that feature a Magic the Gathering card back that has been authenticated and certified by CGC. As of March 2020, over 30 billion Pokemon trading cards have been sold, and the franchise is still relevant as the mobile game Pokemon Go generated over $4 billion in revenue over the last 5 years. From test runs to 30 billion examples sold, this 1998 dated card provides a moment frozen in time as the Pokemon craze was reaching new heights around the world. And our next offering, this is an exciting one, the first Formula One IPO is the 2020 Topps Lewis Hamilton signed triple patch card that is a PSA 10 IPOing with a market cap of $35,000. And like I said, this first Formula One IPO features arguably one of the most dominant drivers that racing has ever seen. Entered the F1 stage in 2007, and by September 2021, he becomes the first F1 driver to ever reach 100 wins. Now, that journey included numerous highlights, such as first place finish at the Brazil Grand Prix in 2008, a result that would make him the youngest world champion. This card features three patches plus Hamilton's signature and is the highest graded example of the ultra-rare cardboard that is from a print run of 10. This card comes loaded with a potential catalyst as Formula One has exploded in popularity in 2021, right? It's all the rage around the hobby. It's been boosted by international appeal and the hit Netflix series Drive to Survive. In 2019, the F1 season averaged 672,000 viewers, but the US Grand Prix is averaging 947,000 this year, representing a 41% increase. And on collectible, we have a LeBron James AZG game worn sneakers from his rookie season. And this is IPOing with a market cap of $450,000. Now, these Nike Air Zoom generation sneakers are photo matched. And in his rookie season, the turnaround started immediately. They doubled their win total in LeBron's rookie season. Now, sort of funny that this big turnaround season would be the only season that LeBron finished with a losing record, even though he averaged 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 5.4 assists in that very first season. These sneakers are photo matched to three games, all of which were losses for LeBron and the Cavs, but representing appeal moments, including his first game in Detroit, a hyped match on the road versus fellow rookie Carmelo Anthony, and number 23's first game at the Staples Center. And lastly, on collectible, we have a 1950 Bowman Autogram rookie card that's a PSA 9. And it's IPOing with a market cap of $42,850. Over the last few weeks, collectible has IPO'd an array of vintage baseball cards, but this week they drop a vintage football card and the earliest football card to IPO to date. This IPO features Otto Graham, a star quarterback who helped revolutionize the position and secured a multitude of accolades. Graham only played in 10 seasons, but led the Browns, that's right, the Cleveland Browns, to 6 division titles. What? 3 NFL championships, are we talking about the same Browns, and 105-17-4 record. Yeah, that really hasn't happened since. Graham earned 2 NFL MVP honors and was named All-League in 9 of his 10 seasons. Out of more than 820 graded examples, only 9 have received PSA 9 designation, and there are no PSA 10s. Finding this card in high grade is nearly impossible because the card had white borders which emphasized off-centering and damaged edges. The card also carries historical implications as the 1950 set was the first series of football cards produced by Bowman that were printed in color. And in trading news, after 10 assets traded last week, 20 new assets are scheduled to open for real-time trading this week on Rally. Included in this week's lineup is the 1976 Apple I computer, which carries an $825,000 market cap, and the VR CryptoPunk number 8103, which will open at a $559,800 market cap. Opening on collectible this week is the 1957 Topps Mickey Mantle card, which will trade at a $55,600 market cap, and the 2008 UD Exquisite Triple Logo Man, which features LeBron, Melo, and Bosch. That is heading to the collectible trading floor at a $296,000 market cap. And as a reminder, if you didn't listen to this last week's interview episode with Alton Insights CEO and founder Russell Lieberman, you can go back and listen to that. As we launched our brand new website with a bunch of new improved tools to help you have an edge as you invest in alternative assets. For example, we have a first-of-its-kind portfolio management tool, a data-packed market map, we've revamped our asset search table, and we have a whole bunch of indices from around the entire industry. You can go to altoninsights.com and get a free trial of a bunch of different premium features. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.